The tarot is a useful tool that is extremely powerful in changing people. So, as I always say, I don't believe in tarot. I use it heavily in my trainings of holistic vision, but I never believe in its divinatory abilities or prophetic abilities. I'm very clear about that. So the reason why it's so exceptional is that it's very artistic, it's very creative, it is very visual in helping people to see things extremely differently very quickly. So as long as you use the right tools, of course, you have to be educated in the use of tarot as a psychological tool, then it's going to give you more benefit than you can possibly realize. Even if you hate the tarot, if you think it's crap, if you love it, if you're a tarot reader for decades, it doesn't matter. You can use it to revamp your entire cognitive structure, your entire core even, because when you do this properly, when you use tarot as a psychological tool properly, it helps you to see things that you couldn't see before, that were completely impossible for you to even think of before. And of course, that's not only in your tarot practice. If you're a tarot reader and you're trying to get clients, it's not only in the one area that you want to use it in. If you're not a tarot reader, or if you want to just use it in seeing yourself better, better self-development, or seeing yourself as a better problem solver, or constructing your business better, whatever, it doesn't matter what you're trying to do with it. This ability will bleed over into every aspect of your life, and you're going to be able to see things differently because you're using a very beautiful, exceptional tool that uses a lot of symbolism, a lot of imagery. It's actually extremely fun to do. That's why I have the tarot game, the psychological tarot game that I do with the Holistic Vision program. So if you're able to use tarot, then it's going to be something that's very fun, and it's going to be something that's extremely effective. So one of the things you can do is get a tarot deck. You don't even have to get a tarot deck. When I say get a tarot deck, I mean you don't have to purchase one, and you can get it online. You can just look at the images online. It's fine. So you don't have to, you have to get one, but you don't have to get one as far as purchasing one. So one of the things you can do is just draw any card. Doesn't matter what it is, and just look at it and describe how that card represents you. Now, the psychological tarot that I teach, that I do for others, whether they're police or multi-million dollar executives, doctors, engineers, psychologists, whatever, it's always the same. So, and they always love it, even if they can't stand tarot, they don't believe tarot. That exercises are always very fun. So just draw one card and look at all the symbolism and use every bit of symbolism as possible, at least 95% of symbolism on that card, and see how it describes you. So you're forcing yourself to put yourself into that card, to have that card be a container of you, a representative of you. And that's very powerful because you're not going to be used to this. And there most likely will be one or multiple parts, symbols of that card that you don't understand, that doesn't seem to really describe you, maybe even may contradict who you are, but you are forcing yourself to be adaptable, to adapt to what is in front of you, to see things that you didn't see before, to think of innovative things to speak about, to then describe you from the symbols in that card. So it's actually far better if you take a card that seems completely contradictory to what you are, or what represents you, rather. So that's one way that you can take this. And these exercises are extremely difficult for everyone. They're always extremely difficult. If for some reason this exercise, this one tarot exercise, is easy for someone, then the next one's not going to be, because we just flip that. Okay, so when you're done, take that same tarot card. Now do the opposite. Stay with the same card and describe all the symbolism that's on that card that you just did. Every one of them, don't leave a single one out. Every one of them. And then describe how it doesn't represent you. So now you're doing the exact opposite. So it's really messing with your mind and getting you to think in ways that you wouldn't have thought of before. So this is one of the ways that you really are able to revamp how you think.